You sit and stare at your phone screen. You even scroll a bit for inspiration. As an entrepreneur, you're supposed to post every day, right? You know you need to post something today, but what? What if you had 30 days worth of storytelling prompts to give you inspiration? And best part? It's free. What? These thought-provoking prompts will get your creative juices flowing and help you attract and connect with your audience in a more meaningful way. Designed to be used on any platform, from lighthearted posts about your business journey to reflective ones about the why behind what you do, this story prompt calendar makes it easy for you to attract and nurture your soulmate customer so they can convert to sales no matter what your niche. Get your 30-day content calendar now and say goodbye to that blank page stare. Go to www.thenickdemus.com/30-day-calendar to get yours free. This is the Creative Soulpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Demus. Let's go. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode. I'm your host with the most. What was it they called it? I'm your hostess with the mostest. I think that was Phyllis Diller. Anyway, I'm Nick Demus, and today we're going to delve into a topic that it shapes the very foundation of your entrepreneurial journey. And that is money mindset. I know it's a countdown, top five countdown. I know you love those as much as I do. And we're going to count down the top five money mindset challenges that I see entrepreneurs grapple with. What it looks like when they do, and also explore some strategies to overcome them. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. This episode was made possible by Nick Demus Media. Get your free 30-day calendar at www.thenickdemus.com/calendar. Okay, oh my God. I always wanted to do that. Like it was from some 60s TV show. I think we might need some music under that. That's like, ding, 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 you know, like a 60s show. I don't know why. But yeah, go get your free calendar at thenickdemus.com/calendar. It's a social media prompts calendar guide for you to help you tell your stories on social. Okay, seriously, because oh my God, OMG, when we start to talk money, people get so damn serious. And it's not always easy. I get it. There are common blocks and negative thought patterns that can hold entrepreneurs back from truly having a healthy, productive, growth money mindset. And over the years, coaching hundreds of creative entrepreneurs, I see these show up again and again and again. And even in myself, it's this new level, new devil sort of, you know, that saying, new level, new devil. Every time I'm brought to the next level, I am forced to sort of look at how I was brought up and the thought and patterning from generations. Generations and generations of scarcity mindset, ultimately. So today, I'm going to count down these top five money mindset blocks so you can start overcoming them. So we'll identify, shift them, and it'll be a game changer helping you reach to the next level. Okay. So kicking off block number five, the starving artist mentality. Or you could call it the starving entrepreneur mentality. This is a deeply, deeply held belief that if you're a creative, if you're an artist, struggle is inevitable. This is an idea that has been, again, passed down for generations. It's as if being a creative, being an entrepreneur is dreamland, is la la. I can't tell you the number of times, and even in our own films and books, that the artist is always starving. You know, that old joke of, oh, I'm an actor. Oh, where do you wait tables? Or where are you a bartender? There is this idea that you can either pursue financial comfort or your creative passion, but not both. And this mentality can stop you from valuing your gifts or owning what you deserve for your craft, for what you offer. And I'm living proof. I'm living proof that you do not need to be a starving artist or a starving entrepreneur. Now, how does that show up? Often it's a lack of investment in the self. In a scarcity mindset, entrepreneurs may hesitate to invest in their own education and professional development. This reluctance to learn, to adapt to new trends, can result in falling behind in the very rapidly changing business landscape. It can also show up as a resistance to delegating. Entrepreneurs might resist delegating tasks or investing in help due to this fear of increased expenses. Oh, if I increase my expenses, I won't have as much. Rather than realizing that if you have help, you'll have more space to create so that you can create more wealth. And that resistance can lead to overwork, inefficiency, failure to leverage your actual skills and your expertise, and ultimately to help others, which is why we're here. Another is it limits your creativity and your innovation. Scarcity thinking tends to narrow your focus. You are in survival mode rather than in long-term growth. I've caught that within myself. When I get into that survival mindset, I realize that I'm no longer being playful, being creative, being fun, being innovative. And those are all the things that are my zone of genius. And it hinders your ability to develop new products, services, business strategies, all of the above. So what's the anecdote to that? Give yourself permission to prosper through your talents, to connect your creativity to serving others in your business, to play, like I said, to get clear on the win-win exchange of value that you offer people. Okay. Block number 4, scarcity thinking. We talked about this a bit in number 5, but it's very common, the scarcity thinking. This is when you operate from a lens of lack. There is so much success, money, resources to go around. So you play small and stick to survival mode that we were talking about, fight or flight, and you attract exactly that. And this is a negative impact on your mental health. The constant stress and anxiety with scarcity can have a negative impact on an entrepreneur's mental health. This can manifest as feelings as overwhelm, self-doubt, and really in extreme cases as depression or anxiety disorders. So to move beyond scarcity, okay, the first thing that I'm going to say is a gratitude practice daily for what is working, what is actually working in your business, in your life right now. Focus on authentic abundance by getting super clear on your core gifts. Focus there and start associating with an expansive network committed to each other's growth. You've got to surround yourself by like energy. You've got to surround yourself not by those that are in scarcity or fear mindset, but those that are in that expansive mindset. Generosity, not fear, generosity is your path forward. Okay, lock number 3 in the countdown, imposter syndrome. So we're halfway through our list at number 3. With a big one. Imposter syndrome is a big one. This is essentially feeling like a fraud. When you doubt your own talents, your qualifications, and you're waiting to be found out. You know, you think, oh no, somebody's going to find out that I don't know enough. The truth is, nobody knows shit. Nobody knows anything. We're all making it up as we go along. This may show up as constantly underpricing offers. Maybe it's just playing small across the board, thinking, oh, I can't dream that big. In underpricing and undervaluing your services, entrepreneurs may struggle with setting appropriate prices. Notice I said appropriate for their products or services due to a fear of losing customers. Anyone had that? Have you had that? A fear of, oh my gosh, if I raise my price, I'm going to lose them all. And this definitely leads to the underpricing, undervaluing, and hindering your revenue generation. So how do you overcome this? Banish it. You are banished by celebrating the tiny wins often. The other day, I had a offer that was $24. And that's the very lowest of the low in terms of pricing. But as each purchase came in, we celebrated. We celebrated that $24. Every single one of them, we were celebrating. And again, you want to lean into a supportive community, like my Illumination Group coaching program, that appreciates your genius. We applaud each other's wins in there. Because you got to have, really, honestly, you do actually need some external validation. I know we want to work from the inside out. Totally know that. And as you well know, I do. But it doesn't hurt to have somebody else applauding you as well. You are the real thing. Now boldly take up your space. Take as much as you want. There's enough. This universe is infinite. There's enough space to go around. By the way, while not number one on this list, it is also on my list of why people are afraid to be visible. Maybe I need to do a countdown on that one too. Five reasons people are afraid to be visible. Let me know if that one sounds good to you. Okay, moving on. Block number two, toxic money messages. So we're getting close to number one, but the runner-up money block is the toxic money messages you inherited. We talked about this a bit at the top. These limiting beliefs were wired in you from childhood about wealth, about being greedy. Oh, those greedy rich people. About entrepreneurs being risky. And for the female identifying folks, about how women or girls don't know how to handle money and so forth. The list will go on and on and on and on. I know I have pulled apart so many of them in my life. You know, my father, not meaning to, really set something in me, going back to that idea of the starving artist narrative, that I would never make money, true money, as an artist, and I needed to be a lawyer. He said, because I love to argue. Said, Nick, you love to argue. You should be a lawyer. And that's when I was really thinking I was going to be an actor. And I was for 10 years, a working actor, nonstop. Nonstop, you all. I did make money. But maybe not as much money as I could have because of that toxic narrative. Always in the back of my mind, I had this, you're never going to make any money, Nick. You're never going to make any money. And I had to really unpack that. So really looking at what are those stories, those internal stories, those limiting beliefs within you and pulling them apart. You got to do the inner work. You got to have them awkward money conversations with family members to unpack this programming and then intentionally shift your money story going forward by establishing an empowering new money story, a new money mantra. And finally, that's a little drum roll, but only with my tongue. Of the top five money mindset blocks, number one, fear of failure. The number one money mindset block I see holding solopreneurs back is simple, but very serious. The fear of failure. We get so focused on avoiding risk, of avoiding embarrassment, of falling short, that we self-sabotage right out of the gate, either by inaction, playing too small, or giving up quickly at any obstacle that may come in our way. This leads into this fear-based decision-making. In scarcity mindset, entrepreneurs often make decisions driven by this fear rather than strategic thinking or even intuition. This fear leads to missed opportunities, hesitation to invest, and this overall reluctance to take any calculated risk. And I did say calculated. So how do you flip that script? Reframe failure as feedback and your friend. Failure is feedback and your friend. And really practicing emotional resiliency. That's with those self-care practices. This is why asana is so important, a practice. Celebrate the daily wins that we've been talking about that go towards longer term, the BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goals. And they build confidence over time and momentum. Okay, but wait. There's a bonus. There's a number six. And that is the flip side of that. Fear of success. It might sound counterintuitive, but entrepreneurs actually have a bigger fear of what might happen to them if they actually do achieve their wildest dreams. You can set small, achievable goals that bring you closer while gradually increasing the challenge. This helps to desensitize that fear and build confidence, and it allows your nervous system to feel regulated. You can only achieve as much as your nervous system will allow. Okay, there you have it. My top five OKRs with that bonus money mindset block that can hold entrepreneurs back from their next level of success, ranked and ready for you to tackle them. I hope this gave you a couple aha moments, as well as a few tangible tools and ideas. Money mindset work is hard, but so necessary. And when you shift these core beliefs, it unlocks the ability to receive greater opportunities, to trust your offers as valuable and confidently scale impact and income. So as always, hit me up in the DM, shoot me a comment. And if you want to keep the money mindset conversation going, I'm happy to chat. And join the waitlist for Conscious Money Manifestation. This is a workshop where we dive into these pesky money issues that we've been talking about that are holding you back so you can manifest the business and the life you're dreaming of. I believe in you. I do. This is Nick Demas signing off for now. Doesn't that sound like a 60s TV show? This is Nick Demas signing off for now. And I'll see you on the next episode.